Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth, and I'm so glad that you are joining me here today. If you are new to my podcast, I welcome you. And to all of my loyal listeners, thank you so much for showing up here once again. And I have kind of an exciting thing showing up here where I'm almost at 22,000 listens. And so I thought that was pretty amazing and phenomenal that so many of you enjoy hearing what I have to say and share. And so I do appreciate all of you and taking the time to listen, because time is our most valuable asset these days. So I wanted to kind of pop on here and just, I guess, share a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know, there's a lot kind of going on in my world with some family members and transitioning and things going on. And, you know, sometimes you don't realize until something like this happens kind of where you're at. And so it's just been kind of causing me to reflect and just take the time to really, well, the word is reflect, and take notice of, you know, where I've been on my journey so far and the people that have been on that journey. And so I guess part of what I wanted to share in this podcast is just, you know, how relationships come and go. And if you've never heard me say before, the definition of relationship is simply the distance between two objects. And so, of course, you all know that, you know, you have people that you are very close to and that are near and dear to your heart. And there are people who were maybe at one time very near and dear to your heart that no longer are either a part of your life, or you're just, you know, you've drifted apart or whatever that might be. And I want to remind you that there is no right and there is no wrong. And so one of the things that I really wanted to share about my journey is to do with my mom. And, you know, my mom didn't have an easy life. I don't know her full story because the family is kind of secretive about all of that, and it's never kind of been disclosed to me. But, you know, I know that she left home at a young age. I'm pretty sure she left home about the age of 15. And I could be wrong because nobody talks about it, but that's the knowledge that I have at this point. And, you know, I'm not sure when she met my dad, but I think probably somewhere around 19 or 20 is when she would have met him. Or actually, no. Probably maybe 18 or 19, because she was married, I think, at 20, and then she had me by 21. So my mom has been, you know, has had kind of a difficult journey. And what is interesting is that her motto always was, life's a bitch and then you die. And for those of you who listen to my podcast, you know that, you know, we have to be careful what we say, because things manifest, and our beliefs that we have will manifest into our lives. And so my mom wasn't actually much older than I am now when she went into a home. And so she ended up in a home and was diagnosed with having multiple sclerosis. And so what I'm sharing here is just, you know, a journey of, you know, not an easy road for my mom. And, you know, she gave birth to two girls, myself and my sister. And, you know, honestly, she did the best with what she had and the supports that she had. And, you know, my dad was, I don't know, he's an interesting character. He's very loving and kind and would give the shirt off his back. But also he can be very stubborn and very difficult. So, you know, she didn't necessarily have an easy journey, but neither did he, because he was the main bread earner and all of those things. So as my mom's life is kind of nearing completion and she's in the transition right now of passing and leaving her physical body and returning back to that of the spiritual, it's just been, you know, kind of an interesting observation as she's kind of going through this stage. And as I reflect on, you know, my relationship with her, and I have so much gratitude for the fact that she gave birth to me, gave me life, raised me, and, you know, did the best with what she had at the time and with what she knew and with all of her struggles and everything that she had going on. And, you know, it wasn't that I ever didn't feel loved, even though there were times where she was very distant, just because she had her own struggles going on. Like, it's just really interesting in how I guess, perceive my upbringing, and that I have so much gratitude for the aunts and uncles and cousins and even friendships that I had, you know, growing up. And I've always felt loved and supported. And it's just interesting to see how people interpret, I guess, those things. And I just always felt blessed. But I also think that because my mom left home at an early age and then ended up on pharmaceuticals to help her cope and deal with her life circumstances, I just almost feel like she never really grew up. And so by the time I became a teenager, it started to become kind of, and I mean, my mom was really struggling then too, and it was before her diagnosis. And I think she was having a lot of health issues, but it almost was like it became, I was the parent and she was the teenager. And just some really strange and bizarre behavior. And so that's kind of where the relationship just kind of fell apart and fell to the wayside. And, you know, again, there is no right and there is no wrong. It's just, again, what is relationship? It's the distance between two objects. And I was someone who was, you know, a teenager, but very mature and moving into adulthood. And I had graduated and, you know, was getting ready to move out on my own and start my own life. And our personalities just did not get along. I think we were just in two different places in our lives. And, because of her life experiences and, you know, who she chose to be and what I was seeking were not a match, that was kind of the end of that relationship. And so, you know, it's like we can love someone from a distance without necessarily having a relationship with them. Now, it's not that I didn't try to have a relationship with her or you know, make things work. And I'm not saying like that you should just give up and never try, because you have to have those conversations. And I had conversations with actually all relationships in my life. I've had those conversations, and sometimes they're difficult conversations where you don't want to necessarily bring things up, but you have to let people know, you know, what you're experiencing and how you're feeling. And give them a chance to say, well, I'm sorry, I never, you know, intended for you to feel that way. Or, oh, I didn't realize. And, you know, I'd like to adjust. Or, you know, or maybe, you know, them telling you, well, it was all a misunderstanding. And I think you've taken this the wrong way and whatever. But it's an opportunity to have an exchange. And so I've had these conversations many times throughout my life where I'll step into that, you know, where it's uncomfortable, but that information has to come out. And if people don't realize or know that that's truly how you're feeling, then, you know, the relationship can't adjust. And sometimes that's all that is required, is just an adjustment in the relationship where, you know, both parties say, oh, I didn't know this, or I didn't know that. And you make those adjustments, and then all of a sudden there's, you know, maybe not such a big gap or distance between the two objects, right? And so communication is super, super important. And so through the years, I've really had to, you know, some relationships are toxic. One of the other things that kind of came up in conversation, just because of everything that's been going on with the last 3 years. And, you know, I've been very vocal because things had, right from the top, and, you know, even prior to everything coming out with the corona, I knew that there was a one world government or one world order or group of elites that wanted a one world government. And actually, even our prime minister has said it on numerous occasions. They're actually not hiding it, but people just don't know what their words mean because they've never heard their words. And so I've known for a long time that things weren't right. And so when everything started kind of happening, I knew that things were off and wrong. And I really started delving into what was going on and what was the truth. And so what I said to my husband was, like, even years ago, there was another thing that happened with a family member, and I ended up losing some friends. And it was all because I wasn't willing to share or speak my side of what was going on, because I just really felt like this person was already hurting enough, had already had a difficult life, and I didn't need to throw more fuel to the fire in how this person was treating me. And hurt people will hurt people, right? People who are hurting will hurt others. And so I didn't. I didn't face these people. I didn't go and tell them my side. And so then I lost them. And I just kind of took the attitude that if they weren't smart enough or didn't have the critical thinking skills to say, hey, like, this doesn't add up. I've known Janine her whole life, and this doesn't really make sense. But instead, they chose to believe this person and completely cut me out of their life. And so, you know, just with everything kind of coming up with my mom transitioning out and there being issues in the family. And again, like, you know, I've been, like I said, very vocal on, you know, sharing information, and some people haven't liked it. They don't want to know the truth. They don't want to see the truth. They don't want to hear my opinions. They don't want to. I think some of them think I'm crazy and don't realize how much research that I've done to come to the awareness and information that I have in knowing what is actually going on in the world, and that it isn't right, and that we are being controlled and manipulated and all of these things. And some of you might not believe that, and some of you already know exactly what I speak of. And so that's not what this episode is about. This episode is really about standing in your truth and honoring yourself. And, you know, I've done the best that I can do with the information that I've had. And so I have always been sensitive to toxic relationships and have chosen to either, like I say, I will always have a conversation and give that person the opportunity to speak or share. And after that, if things don't change or improve, or I still feel like it's toxic, then that's when I will just walk away from the relationship. And I have always honored myself that way, and I encourage others to do the same. You know, it's hard because it's when it's a toxic relationship and others can't see it. So, for example, those people who, you know, chose to just completely cut me out of their life, I guess because they decided I was toxic, but there was never a conversation. And that's the difference. They never ever came to me and said, hey, this is what we're hearing, what's going on. you know, and gave me a chance to share what my side was, because again, you don't always know how someone's treating you. You might think that person is an amazing person because that's all you see of them. But this is someone in my life that I grew up with, and it was very, very toxic. And there was a lot of issues, and I was the punching bag. And so it just came to a time where I had to walk away. And it was the best thing that I did, because that person realized that, oh, she's not going to take this anymore. And if I don't change my attitude or my tune, then I lose her forever. And her family included. And so that did change things. And it was, I still say, the best thing that I ever did, as hard as it was. But you know, there might be times where you lose people who, again, choose to not see that there could be both sides to a story, or, you know, even make an effort to go and see what's going on the other side. So, that's just kind of been a lot of what's been going on. And through all of this, there's been a lot of strain on my relationship also with my father. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, you have to sometimes set those boundaries, and you have to know that if something is draining your energy or toxic to you, even though on the outside they might appear to others as a good person, and others might not see it, you still have to honor you. And that's not always easy. So that's kind of just what I wanted to share in this episode. It's just, things are not always what they seem. And you don't always know what's going on behind closed doors, or you don't always know the things that have been said to someone in their relationship with another person, or how they've been affected. And sometimes it is misunderstandings, and that's why it's important to communicate in relationship and say, hey, do you even realize that, you know, when you behave this way, this is how you make me feel? You know, like, and that's what I had to say with one of these people. And I really don't think this person had a clue, because when I said it, this person had a look of shock on their face. Like, they had no idea, because it was something they'd been doing their whole life. And so, yeah, it's not always easy, but sometimes it's necessary. So, you know, and I, you know, it's tough, because some people will say, you know what? Nope. This is how I see it, and I'm not willing to change. And so then you have to come to a crossroads, and I've been there many times. So I want you to know, if, you know, you have difficult, stressful relationships in your life, that, you know, ultimately it's only you that knows what is toxic to you and how you feel. And, you know, the other thing I'm going to say is, energy doesn't lie. So sometimes people will have one way of behaving or acting towards you, but then, like, there's another energy behind it. And so there are some people who are two-faced, and, you know, they worry and care about what other people think, but yet they're not being genuine and true to their own feelings or to you. And so it is important to gather that information and pay attention to it and listen to it. And ultimately, you are doing your self-care, and no one else can do it for you. And I have to say, like, through all of the difficulties and the challenges, and, you know, as much as I love every single one of these people, I really do, they're amazing people. Like, so even though, you know, they've cut me out and it really hurts, I also know that they don't have the level of awareness that I do. And I'm not saying that egotistically or saying that I'm better than them. It's just been part of my journey. I have questioned things my whole life, since the age of 4. And I know things, and I trust what I know, because it's never let me down. And, you know, I have my husband to thank for that, for pointing that out to me when we were dating, before we were married, in asking me a question, how do you know things? And I didn't realize that I was different. So I do have a different level of awareness. I did come here to be different. I came here to share truth and share my knowledge and share my experiences. and to share what is possible and that things aren't always as they seem. And so I do. I send out love to all of the people that I've had to cut out of my life because they were toxic and, you know, maybe couldn't help it, or just because they're choosing to be who they want to be. And so, you know, then it comes down to a choice. Well, if they can't or won't change, but I know how it makes me feel, then I have to make that choice. And I either have to choose to stay or walk away. And so it is really, really important to have those boundaries. And, you know, and I'm finding the same thing with my daughters, that, you know, I think we're going to have a sit down and to have a conversation around, you know, what kind of relationship they want to have with their parents and what kind of relationship we want to have with our daughters. And then, you know, there's a whole other level when they start to bring in partners and they get married, and that brings in a whole other dynamic and level in relationship and respect for one another and, you know, what we want those relationships to be. And sometimes it's challenging. And for me, I have a hard time not saying what I feel and what I know to be true. And it can be very difficult, but that's why it's important to keep those lines of communication open. So, that is all that I wanted to share with you today. And I hope that wherever you are at on your journey, that you have ease and joy, and don't be afraid to ask for that. And that's a reminder to myself right now as well. We've had a lot of things happening on both sides of our family, on my husband's and mine, you know, with aging parents and transitions and adjustments and all kinds of stuff going on. And it's just, it's not always easy, but, you know, sometimes we just have to ask the universe to show us more ease and joy in the situations, and it does all shift, because we have to remember that first and foremost, everything is just energy, including the relationships that we're in. And so, you know, what can we be or do? And the other thing that I've had to remind myself of is staying in the 5D and not sinking into the 3D. Because, you know, as I kind of found out, you know, the level that my mom was at, because family members chose not to disclose that to me, I was initially very angry and very upset and very hurt. And, you know, I was feisty, and then I just wanted to like go and communicate with everyone and just be like, you know what? Like, you need to see that there's two sides to every story, and you've never asked me, and all of those things. And then it's just like, then when I step to the 5D, it's just like, oh my God, that's so much energy. Like, it just takes so much energy. And what is the point in, you know, it is kind of a waste of breath going and saying those things to people who don't want to receive it, aren't interested in bettering themselves, are more interested in being right than having you in their life. It's just not worth it. And so, you know, it's brought me to a total place of gratitude and feeling blessed, because the people that are meant to be in my life right now are here and loving me and supporting me. And, the new friends that have come into my life over the last few years are just truly, purely amazing. And I just have so much great gratitude for them. And there's lots to be grateful for. And, you know, those people are no longer in my life for a reason. And as much as, like I said, they're wonderful people, they're living their truth. But it's not, I guess, the truth that I'm seeking. And there's different varying levels of truth, right? Like, some people are just, they're just happy to coast through life being like, ignorance is bliss, and that's not wrong. It's just simply a choice. And so I have to remind myself that everyone's choosing what they're choosing for whatever reasons they're choosing it. And to respect that as well, because I'm making the choices that I'm making because that's what works for me as well. So I just think when I go to the 5D, like, love wins, right? And that was one of my latest Facebook posts, is that love wins. And I'm going to keep speaking about what I know and sharing the information. And for those that get angry from it because they don't want to hear it, they don't want to know it, that has nothing to do with me. That's on them. And so I guess if they want to, you know, eliminate me because they see that as toxic in their life, then so be it. I guess we all have our level of what we can receive and choose. So just remember that you are the creator of your life. And if something isn't working for you, you can change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.